Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that we got to be here. Please help everyone to have a good time here. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may be seated.
Laws and rules are everywhere. I have never been to a place that didn't have laws. Schools have laws, cities have laws, countries have laws, even games have laws.
Sometimes we might not like a certain law, but imagine if there were no laws at all. People could do anything they liked. If they were bad people, they might do really bad things.
We are now going to play We Are His.
People can make laws that are foolish or unfair. Sometimes a court has to do away with a bad law.
But God's law is different. It is perfect. It is as everlasting as God. God's law is a law of love. When we keep the law, we are happy.
Now we are going to play God is So Good.
Adam and Eve knew God's law. When God created Adam and Eve, he wrote his law in their hearts. It was easy for them to obey.
God told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit from just one tree, but Adam and Eve chose to disobey. They ate the fruit. It seemed like such a small thing, just one little piece of fruit.
Yes, it was a very small thing. That is why it was so serious. If Adam and Eve would not obey God in a small matter, they could not be trusted to keep any of their laws.
If they did not keep his law, sin and unhappiness would spread all through heaven. God could not let this happen. He had to send Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
But first God promised he would send a Messiah, someone to save them from their sins.
Soon Adam and Eve had a beautiful little family. They named their boys Cain and Abel. Adam and Eve hoped that one of their boys would be the Messiah.
We're now going to sing Lamb of God.
Cain and Abel grew until they were young men. One day they had a quarrel. Abel wanted to obey God, but Cain didn't. Cain grew so angry that he killed his brother.
After that, people got more and more disobedient. Soon, most people didn't even believe in God. They began to worship idols of wood and stone.
But there were always some who loved God. Abraham was a friend of God. God told Abraham that his descendants would be God's special people forever.
In time, Abraham's descendants were called the children of Israel.
We are now going to play Lord Be Glorified.
Many years passed. The children of Israel went to live in Egypt. At first, they had a good life in Egypt. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, liked the children of Israel.
But then a new Pharaoh came to the throne. This Pharaoh made slaves of the children of Israel. He made them work in the hot sun. He made them build cities and pyramids. If they didn't work fast enough, Pharaoh's helpers beat them with whips.
Many of God's people became discouraged. They quit serving God. But Amram and Jochebed still loved and obeyed God. They taught their children about God. They had three children in a little home. Big sister Miriam, little brother Aaron, and a little baby boy.
One day a man came with very bad news. He cried, "Pharaoh's soldiers are coming. They are throwing all the baby boys into the river." Oh no, the family wondered what to do. They could not hide their baby in their house. The soldiers might hear him crying.
God gave mother an idea. She decided to make a basket boat for the baby. She said, "We'll put him in the basket and float him in the river. The soldiers will not look for him there."
When the basket was ready, mother tucked the baby inside. Then she carried him down to the river.
Mother put the basket in the rushes at the river's edge. She asked God to keep her baby safe. He fell fast asleep. Mother went home. Sister Miriam stayed close by to watch.
She saw a beautiful lady coming to the river with her mates. It was Pharaoh's daughter. She came closer and closer. She saw the little basket. She asked her maid to bring it to her.
They opened the little basket. Oh, a beautiful baby boy. He was so sweet. Pharaoh's daughter decided to keep the baby. She said, "I'll call him Moses."
God whispered a wonderful thought to Miriam. She ran to Pharaoh's daughter. She asked, "Shall I find someone to care for the baby until he's older?" Pharaoh's daughter liked her idea. She said, "Yes, go find someone for me."
What do you think Miriam did? Miriam ran to get mother. Pharaoh's daughter gave baby Moses to mother. She said, "Take care of this baby for me. When he is older, he can come to live with me in the palace."
Mother and father took very good care of Moses. They taught him about God. They taught him to obey God's law.
When Moses was 12 years old, he went to live in the palace. No one else in the palace loved God, but Moses stayed true to the God of heaven. God had put Moses in the palace for a special reason. Someday, he would rescue God's people. Then they wouldn't be slaves in Egypt anymore.
Many years passed. Moses grew to be a man. One day, God talked to Moses. He told him to take the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Moses went to see Pharaoh, but Pharaoh would not let the people leave Egypt. He did not know that God is stronger than any king. Pharaoh did not know that he could not stand against God.
And so, one happy day, the children of Israel left Egypt. They had been in Egypt a long time. Most of them had forgotten God's law, but God still loved them.
God did many miracles for the children of Israel.
We are now going to play Alleluia.
One day God told Moses, "Tell the people that I will come down to Mount Sinai. I want to speak to them. I will come in 3 days."
On the third day, a cyclone came down over Mount Sinai. Thunder and lightning came out of the cloud. The ground shook, and smoke rose up in the air.
The people were afraid. Then they heard a voice speaking from the mountain. It was the voice of Jesus.
We are now going to play Come Into His Presence.
Jesus told the people his law of love. We call this law the Ten Commandments.
The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
This means Jesus should be first in our lives. If we love something more than we love Jesus, it is like a god to us.
The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Idols and images cannot help us. The Lord is the only one who can answer our prayers.
The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
God is holy. We should never use his name in a curse or a careless way.
The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is the Sabbath.
Jesus gave us the Sabbath as a special day to spend with him. It is the best day of the week.
The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother.
Jesus gave us our parents. He wants us to respect and obey them.
The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill.
Killing and hatred are from Satan. Jesus wants us to spread love and not hate.
The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Jesus wants husbands and wives to be faithful. He wants us to have happy homes.
The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal.
When we take what is not ours, we cause unhappiness. God wants us to leave other people's things alone.
The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
When Jesus puts his law of love in our hearts, we will tell the truth.
The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet.
When we want something that belongs to someone else, we make ourselves unhappy. Jesus can help us to be happy with what we have.
We are now going to sing side by side.
The Ten Commandments law is law of love. It tells us how to be truly happy. Jesus gave us the Sabbath because he was.
And now he asks, do you love me? Do you love me enough to keep my law?
He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15.
Jesus wants me to obey.
That's what he tells us in John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
The Ten Commandments are in the Bible. They are in the book of Exodus. When we obey God's law of love, we show him that we love him. We show him that we believe what he says. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. We are now going to sing Obedience.
Jesus spoke his law from Mount Sinai. The children of Israel listened as he spoke. When he finished, they said, "All that God has said, we will do." They felt sure that they could keep God's law.
Moses climbed to the top of Mount Sinai. Jesus wrote the Ten Commandments on two big flat stones. He gave them to Moses to take to the people. Moses stayed with Jesus for 40 days.
The people got tired of waiting. They wondered if Moses had died. They wondered who would be their leader if Moses didn't come back.
Eventually, the people decided to make an idol. They began to worship it. Were they breaking the Ten Commandments? Yes.
They broke the first commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
They also broke the second commandment, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." The children of Israel thought they could keep God's law, but very soon they broke it.
By ourselves, we can't make ourselves keep God's law either, but Jesus can help us.
He says, "I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." When Jesus puts his law in our heart, it is not hard to obey him.
When he writes his law in our minds, he gives us his grace, his power to obey.
Maybe you're not sure you want God's law in your heart. Maybe you think you would have to quit doing something you like to do.
But when we ask Jesus to write his law in our hearts, something wonderful happens to our selfish, disobedient hearts.
Jesus changes them into happy, obedient hearts. Our new hearts hate those old, disobedient ways. Instead, we want to obey Jesus.
We are now going to play Whisper a Prayer.
Do you want Jesus to write his law in your heart? Do you want him to take away your selfish heart? Do you want a new, happy heart? If this is your desire, then please pray with us.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your law of love. We want to obey your law. We know we cannot obey by ourselves. Please write your law in our hearts. Take away our selfish, disobedient hearts. Give us happy, obedient hearts. Thank you for answering this prayer. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Please join us as we sing Into My Heart.